Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is the weekly forecast for May 12th to the 18th of 2024. So our quote for the week says, trust your magnetism and recognize your own beauty from the inside out. Deep breath. Let's dive in. First of all, I was able to get the replays done and videos made for the May Gate of Power. We had the fire ceremony indoors because I had 35 mile an hour winds here in Colorado. But I clipped out the energetic support and that was 35 minutes. So there's an audio and video in here. That energetic support guides you until summer solstice, which is around June 20th, and when the next fire ceremony will be held. Also, I swapped May and June monthly community calls so that we cover Venus first. We have a full year to deal with Jupiter, but this is a special time in the Venus cycle. So on May 9th, the Power Circle community event was around the Venus cycle midpoint. And next month, on June 6th, we will cover Jupiter and Gemini 24 to 25. Every time we hit the midpoint in the Venus cycle, we have a wave of new folks that come into the Venus circle and hopefully stay with it into the new cycle. So I highly recommend getting the Venus reading and custom guide to cover you for the rest of the cycle. And if you like community, then the Venus Circle is great to support you each month as you navigate the coming reclamation part of the cycle. That replay is 64 minutes. There's an audio and video linked in here. And I did a special offer to those who were there live and to my particular community to get the Venus reading and custom guide for only $150. Normally for new people, it's $200, and normally that's for a full cycle. What you get right now will support you through spring of 2025. So I'm very grateful for those who have already signed up. People are pretty excited to find out about their own Venus cycles and how to really co-create consciously with the sacred feminine. Our first activation is Monday, May 13th, Sun conjunct Uranus. This is an initiation annual. But also, Uranus is wrapping it up and Taurus has only got a year or so to go. So we've already been at these kind of annual activations of awakening in our Taurus department. This energy serves to provoke a radical shift within you, catalyzing the desire to breathe fresh, clean, new, vital energy into your idea of who you are and what you came to contribute. It may not be comfortable, but it is necessary. And even more so, for those of you who are more rigid in your habits and thinking, or who depend on others to validate your identity and recognize your contribution. Sometimes a little disruption serves to get you focused on what's really important to you. And at this time, change is in the air. It is far better to use the intensity of the social collective change to shift on personal levels, rather than try to go it alone or worse, play the martyr or victim. It is time for your most authentic self to make your unique contribution and bring the peace that only you can. This activation may bring the sudden clarity that you need and a refreshed attitude toward life, which can help tremendously as you fortify the connection to what makes you feel truly free, sovereign, and independent. If you resist, delay, or deny the shifts taking place at this time, then you will just attract more chaos and disruptions that are far less productive and much more frustrating and significantly more costly. So we don't want to do that. Deep breath. Same day, on Monday the 13th, Venus is going to sextile Saturn. This energy revolves around your obligations within the context of relationships. These are not necessarily burdensome commitments, but rather, they underscore the importance of genuinely serving those you hold dear. It is a phase that demands authenticity in personal relationships and financial matters. This activation urges you to define and strengthen whatever new values and priorities that you are establishing in those areas of life, which would be your relationships and finances. I strongly advocate for redefining terms as situations evolve, because as you grow and your needs change, it is essential to communicate these changes to those closest to you. Achieving the next level of growth becomes challenging when roles and responsibilities are not clearly defined or allowed to evolve. Okay, deep breath. It all begins with understanding your own desires and non-negotiables and what you are willing to compromise to manifest the reality that you wish to build. Deep breath. Then Tuesday the 14th, Ceres retrogrades in Capricorn until August 26th. When it will go direct in Capricorn, but it doesn't hit Aquarius until December 7th. So we're in a pretty long 10-month process with Cirrus right now. This is yet another indication of initiating new ways of nourishing ourselves and nurturing others that is up for renewal. It's time to achieve the dream that is really close to your heart, and it can be a good time to nurture a business if that is what you're initiating at this time. It reminds me of advice that I give to those with Cancer Capricorn activated. Treat family like a business and business like a family. What I mean by this is to have really good boundaries, excellent communication, and conscious awareness of the family needs when dealing with loved ones that you share many lessons and much karma with. And at the same time, in business or dealing with the public, you want to treat them like the kinfolk that they really are, your sisters and brothers, trying to figure life out just like you are. In Capricorn, the Council of Grandmothers are present and remind us that there is an element of social responsibility with this placement. It is time to be completely responsible for your own footprint on this planet, and it's time to look beyond yourself to see what you are actually contributing to the planet at this time. Are you leaving it better than you found it? It really is a delicious opportunity for us to start fresh with new structures in place that honor everyone's true purpose on Earth. Let's begin to visualize a world where more people know their true purpose and understand and honor it naturally and joyfully. Use the retrograde to review your life and how you have evolved in your own nurturing needs. Deep breath. So, like I said, it entered Capricorn February 7th, and it doesn't enter Aquarius until December 7th. This little 3 months and change that we get to review how we like to be nurtured and how we nurture others in the Capricorn department of life. So look to that house in your chart to see where the upgrade is happening. Then Wednesday the 15th, Mercury moves into Taurus. Yay, until June 3rd. So that means the retrograde through Aries is officially over. And we always look at the first thing Mercury does when it goes in or comes out. And when it comes out, it's squaring off with Pluto immediately. So, deep breath. We know that we've already changed some thinking, and now Pluto's going to guarantee the transformation that we need. Mercury in Taurus activates our senses as our primary communicators. Mercury rules all the information that we take in, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So, when we are processing that information through the Taurus lens, then we must engage our six senses in order to learn or discover truth. Your senses give you so much information, but with food and pharmaceuticals disconnecting them or dulling them down, you may have to do a cleanse just to get them to function properly. Mercury in Taurus helps us all get very practical, activating our common sense. It is time to be very pragmatic about asking the value and worth of all that you engage in, all of which has just gotten renewed when it reset your thinking in Aries. With Jupiter expanding the possibilities in Taurus, Uranus changing and awakening things in Taurus too, now we can claim a whole new level of self-expression. We can add our own unique essence to our creative ideas. And we can make new choices based on renewed values and priorities. We are activating our imaginations to help beautify our environment and cultivate creative solutions to our current challenges, individual, social, and collective. Use this energy to upgrade the little things that make life comfortable, enjoyable, and beautiful. Post-retrograde allows you to move forward with more clarity on which ideas will be worth your time, energy, money, and investment of effort going forward. Deep breath. That was Wednesday. Then Thursday the 16th, Pallas, which is retrograde, re-enters Scorpio. So it's been dancing back and forth between Scorpio and Sag. It'll be there till September 8th. When it will re-enter Sag. So it goes direct July 9th, and then it re-enters Sag September 8th and doesn't hit Capricorn until November 30th. So this is a process that we've been in for a full year, November to November of 2023 to 24. And that's something she hasn't done since 2001. First, she moves through Scorpio and then Sag, then she retrogrades, extending her stay in this zone of your chart. It is a powerful reset that will give you access to your own unique wisdom and power. Also, keep in mind, Scorpio brings the conception of a creative baby or an individual healing process. Sag will expand the creation or process in a spiritual or inspirational way, and then Capricorn will ask you to make it real, give it form and structure or a foundation to exist upon. And then you can go forward into Aquarius to serve humanity in some way if you choose. But first things first, it retrograded in Sag March 29th and will go direct in Scorpio July 9th, extending this entire process of recalibrating your beliefs so that you can step into your power and wisdom at a whole new level. This means that you are in the process of a deep healing review in your Scorpio Sag departments, and the idea is to glean as much wisdom and clarity as possible so that when it goes forward and moves on into Capricorn November 30th, you will have a whole new vision and some major healing already integrated so that manifesting the next level of your own unique genius and setting yourself up to make a contribution to society will flow organically. When Pallas is in Scorpio, it is very special because it will activate your prismatic perspective on true individual power and your creative potential. Now that we've cleared some karmic and emotional debris over the last year or so, how can we create a life or world that channels power responsibly and co-creates with the garden of life that we are part of? According to Asteroid Goddesses by Demetra George, Pallas describes how we face the issues of learning, creativity, the arts, politics, healing, alienation from relationships, competition, and the fear of success. As she moves through Scorpio, we will create from and tend to the soul level, meaning we will add soul to all that we create, heal, or learn. It's a powerful reset that will give you access to your own unique wisdom and power. Pallas and Scorpio can help the following in various ways. You can create a master plan and an effective strategy for navigating now. Your perception is keen and deeper, seeing through the surface to the truth of anything or anyone. You can do deep and permanent healing by seeking and finding the root of any issue. You will have things from your unconscious brought into your conscious mind to be expressed at a higher level, worked with, and/or released altogether. Deep breath. You can heal any of the following issues on a deep cellular level: sex, death, anger, power, money, and resources. You can heal and express the essence of things using symbolic art, such as mandalas, sacred geometry, etc. The last few times that Pallas moved through Scorpio Sag was 2019, before that 2014 to 15, before that 2010, before that 05. So you see how it's pretty much every 5 years. But the last time it retrograded there was 2001. And the next time that it will just move through, not retrograde, but just get there, will be 28, 29. Then Friday the 17th, Mercury squares off with Pluto. This energy carries a robust and challenging force. At its peak potential, it invites you to embark on a profound journey of self-exploration, uncovering hidden depths within your psyche and gaining invaluable insights to inform your path forward. Delve beneath the surface to unearth core motivations and decipher the hidden or deeper meanings behind your decisions. While the revelations may surpass your expectations, trust in the wisdom of the universe's timing. Remain focused and guided by your internal compass, disregarding external judgments or opinions. Be aware of any temptation to fixate on one thing or attempt to persuade others to adopt your viewpoint, as this is a waste of your precious time, energy, and resources. Instead, prioritize your personal growth and individual direction, trusting that your own journey will naturally inspire and enlighten those attuned to your wavelength. This is a personal transformation of your thinking and your creative ideas when you realize that something has to change or end and you may have to make a choice or a decision. So, deep breath. Let's look at this as being between your Taurus department and Aquarius department. What needs to change so that those two can function better? And what have you learned throughout the retrograde that basically changed this? I could testify, but we'd be here all night. This is too deep. Saturday the 18th is Venus conjuncting Uranus. Now remember, as we approach June 4th, Venus and Sun are moving together. So first Sun, identity and purpose, initiated something radically new. Now the values and priorities or relationships and finances can be liberated to a new level. That's more or less annual, I'd say every 10 months. This marks the inception of profoundly new values and priorities that have been simmering within you for some time. You are encouraged to embrace this shift wholeheartedly, without hesitation or apology. Remember, as you evolve, your surroundings naturally adjust or fade away. The status quo is no longer sufficient, urging you to explore unconventional approaches, particularly in fostering conscious equal partnerships. We are entering a new era, the Aquarian Age, promoting individual growth within the collective framework. This activation invites you to release resistance, embrace alternatives, and cultivate a fresh perspective on your own life. Take stock of your relationships and resources to see what still holds value and what has outlived its purpose, and then release what no longer serves you. Additionally, remain receptive to innovative ideas emerging during this period. They may prove invaluable in the future. Deep breath. Woo, that's another big one. Saturday the 18th, our last activation for this week, is Sun conjunct Jupiter. So it hit Jupiter and Uranus, who were also traveling pretty closely together. Meaning we had to wake up, liberate, and change something first, and now we can initiate the new consciousness. This is so powerful. Annually, these two celestial bodies converge to initiate a new cycle and expand your life in consciousness. So let's just say we probably got one shot at it last year. This is the last shot in Taurus, because this month, I think next week, Jupiter moves into Gemini. So this is at the end of Taurus, where they're meeting up for this last little meeting to confirm that identity and purpose that has been reborn in the Taurus department. It is an opportune moment to imbue your personal narrative with an expanded vision and more personal authenticity. Over the past year, you have accumulated valuable lessons and experiences, and now you are encouraged to assimilate and apply this newfound wisdom. This potent alignment amplifies your individual sense of self and propels you toward greater personal growth. It signifies a transition to the next stage of your journey, infusing you with the optimism and confidence needed to explore new avenues or acquire fresh knowledge. At its zenith, this energy sparks a fervent drive to excel, while at its nadir, meaning its bottom, lowest point, it may manifest as arrogance or self-righteousness. Another way we put that is light and shadow. So it's either a drive to excel or messing with Jupiter, you're overstepping your bounds with arrogance and self-righteousness. With this annual energy, be alert to opportunities for expanding your consciousness and improving your circumstances through your own ideas, choices, efforts, and expertise. Ashe, deep breath. That's pretty powerful. So at the bottom of the blog, we have the Venus Reading and Custom Guide, where you can send via PayPal or Venmo or Zelle the $150 discounted price to get your reading and custom guide. That'll carry you through the spring. And Elements of Ritual, you can register, I believe, up until May 18th. And this is a juicy one for my level ones, new people coming in. And there's a couple of level twos that should be in here. If you get this memo, you need to hop over there and get in the classroom so you can catch up with this next level that you already activated and called in, but now you have to follow through with. And ain't that just the way for all of us? If you do sign up for those classes, there's all this bonus material with me and Yeye, full and new moon rituals, my little community events once a month, it's fire ceremonies and the animal medicine. So it's pretty worth it because you get over $200 worth of bonus goodies, and we'd love to have you. Buffalo Medicine is here too. The replay and tools are available for $25. I'm starting to work on the Astro 101 workbook so that I can get that off to those of you who have already registered. Thank you, thank you. I'm excited. I'm getting excited about this class. We're going to have some fun during July, August. Learning about astrology through your own blueprint is what I love to do. People always want to learn about cycles and patterns the Kelly way, and I don't really have a book yet, although Yeye's pounding on me to publish something. But this way we kind of use your chart to learn about astrology. And then you learn more about yourself and astrology if you want to go deeper. Power Circle subscription is wonderful for my trackers and those who want the forecast ahead of time and want to get your own transits and personal activations. You know, in the weekly forecast, it's the Sky Council. It's what's happening to all of us. But when you get your personal activations, you find out what the planets are touching in your personal individual chart. And that is important to know, as is if you're going deeper with Mercury, Mars, or Venus, because those are the personal planets and learning what they're doing to you is important as well. The Astro Tarot reading is a 2-for-1 where we check in with your cycles. If you've done this one with me before, then you would click the previous client's link to sign up for some kind of follow-up or something specific you'd like to look into. And if you're new to the community, at the bottom of all my blogs is the Soul Sister Circle invitation, which gives you a little bit of my story and a lot about my core values that run through all my circles. So I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you can join us when and where you can. Reach out directly when you need to. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.